Welcome to the segment of Soul Silence and Sound. This is brought to you by Be Simply.
Stars, trees, clouds, and moon. They all have a meaning and they look just like you.
Welcome to the segment of Soul Silence and Sound. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here in this moment and to share with you that we have sprung into spring and fallen into fall, puns intended. And this is a beautiful time of year that we get to be in transition together. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful dance if one can embrace change and transition. And these two seasons remind us of that, because so much happens from the start to the finish. So today I wanted to share this Soul Silence and Sound session on, I'm recording it on the spring quote unquote equinox, and many people might feel this way or the other about it. I'm not a big Gregorian calendar kind of gal, but the spring is sprung. And so where I am, how we know this is the flowers are budding, the bulbs are popping up, dandelions are coming up. These are all indicators from Mother Nature that spring is upon us. The nights still might be cool, so this is the time that we get ready to sow our seeds, to plant our spring crops. And if you haven't done it before, or maybe you've been haven't been able to do it in the past couple of years, this is a great time to try it out. And if you're not up for making seedlings, go to your local nursery, gather some plants, organic preferably, and plant them and just start a little micro garden and see what goes from there. And another thing to be noted on this springtime is that this is when our emotions can get the best of us. So I love that my throat is clicking right now. This is a time where we may not know how to work with the spring emotion, which is anger. It's in Chinese medicine, it's wood rising. And that is another pun, literally and figuratively. And so as we're having all this wood replenish itself in nature, in the human condition, we can start to feel that charge because we're going from feminine to masculine. And so it's important at these transitions to create a pause for yourself, create the space to listen. So whether you're listening to this evening or tomorrow or this weekend, whenever you're listening to is perfect, just create a little pause. And this is that pause. And you can digest these segments in micro doses, if you will. You can listen to the talk. That's about 20 minutes. Then you can go to the silence when you wish, which is another 20 some minutes. And then you have the sound. That's about 20 or 30 minutes, depending. So I will put the mile markers below when we're finished, so you can fast forward wherever you want to pick up on these segments. So if we dive into the emotion of anger and spring, and that we are at this like balanced state at the spring equinox, meaning you still have the yin and you still have the yang, and then we're gonna like deepen into our acquaintance with these energies depending where we are in the planet. And in spring, you know, the remedy for anger, frustration, or eros, because that can also, wood can rise and people can feel in love. And sometimes that eros that comes up can take one away. I wouldn't say like avoid it, but also to have some groundedness when you meet that, so it doesn't carry you away. Because we are planting our seeds so that we can move forward with all that we want to create. And we really want to harness this energy in the spring all the way through summer. And so the one remedy for energy that's rising that might grab you by the seat is patience. And I would say temperance, meaning you want to, you know, in cooking, when we temper an egg, we're putting an egg into something hot. We don't want it to scramble. So we add a little bit of hot to the egg and keep adding a little bit till we warm up the egg so it doesn't scramble, and then we pour it into the mixture. There are several ways that you can do it. So if you use that analogy or metaphor the same way, if you are feeling strong about something, whether it's love or it's anger, it would be to be patient with yourself and to give yourself the space to, you know, temper it before you release it. And today, earlier, I was recording some just short little snippets about communication, because really in the throes of any type of anger, frustration, heat rising, it's important to stay present, rooted in the ground. And at the same time, with love too, to stay rooted, you know, we want to stay objective, because passion and love can carry us away, but we want to make sure it has roots and legs that it can sustain. So if you take a few moments for yourself now that we're entering these transitional shifts, it's important to do this, because you will have the opportunity to check in and to evaluate where you're at, not only emotionally, but mentally, physically, spiritually. And this is where, if you're entering into spring, you're ready to usually release, spring cleaning, clearing out. And the same thing happens in the fall. And for our brothers and sisters, if anyone's listening that's in the Southern Hemisphere, your emotion that might be coming up and out is grief. So you'll be nourishing your lungs. And here in the Northern Hemisphere, liver, proactive liver, or it may be constant depending where you have areas that need continual work till you haven't brought them into balance. Just a little 411 as we enter into this gateway, because with awareness, with understanding, you can be proactive versus reactive. And as I mentioned in the snippets, typically spring is when wars are initiated. And my brother used to say, and I've mentioned this before, he did not like spring. He says people just want to fight or F. And it's just like, it's a harsh kind of jarring thing that happens after those winter months. So to his point, it would be better to take that yin energy that you just received from in the winter months and move with patience, move with mindfulness, and really temper it, you know, slow down. Because there's really, what we're trying to do is, like, this is like the pregame moment for our action time of year in summer and for our creative time of year in winter. So if you run too far ahead too quickly, you're going to miss these subtle rhythms that nature holds us in. And how this impacts us on a spiritual basis is that the seasons definitely impact our spiritual practices, and whether they're nature-based, whether they have a theological anchor, all of those have seasons in them, and certain things are observed by the season. So that can also help you understand, based on how you relate to your spiritual practices outside of maybe this moment, that you're like, oh, this happens in winter for me, this happens in spring, this happens in summer. And that can help give you guidance as to where you want to put your attention. It's really beautiful in a lot of indigenous tribal situations, even in some of the Tibetan traditions. Everything is based on the seasons in a spiritual lens. And so the clearing out that happens at the end of the winter months is really to clear out, like, some of the things that are stored in darkness. And many faiths have practices like that, where they're adhered to the seasons. So the reason I want to talk a little bit more about patience is because right now, You know, I've been sharing that, you know, there's kind of these moments that of reckoning that are happening, and there's these large karmic moments. And I would say that for all of us, if we can be patient with one another and understanding that no one's really exempt in this moment. It may look like that, but no one's exempt. No one, not even the elite, are exempt from this moment. And so in this moment, to just be patient with yourself and to be patient with your inner circle, the people that are closest to you. And when you might start seeing and hearing more things, there will be a necessary remedy of tempering yourself and not to charge forward. We are ending a period on this planet where violence and fear will no longer be a part of one path that has opened up. And the other path, if you're really into all of that, that's a continuation over there. But this other path has opened up where we don't have to be in fear anymore. We don't have to have predators anymore. We don't have to. It's there. It's happening. It's been well woven. And so the distraction right now is on this other story that we've been all told and played part in, roles in, and we've fed into. That story is going away. It's hard though, because right now, as I say that, if I think of anyone listening to this going, well, Suzanne, there's still the military industrial complex. Suzanne, there's still da 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 da. There's all these things, right? But really, things can happen in an instant, meaning that the separation has already started, and it's where you want to put your attention and where you want to invite the people you love and care for to place their attention. And bit by bit, by feeding that, it will help these other things that are still happening over here. And then if some of these extreme things are in your backyard, it's even more reason to keep pulling away and be like, I'm not doing that more. It's almost as intimate as if you have a partnership, a relationship, romantic or married, or boyfriend, girlfriend, or girlfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, a romantic, intimate relationship that you may be in the habit of arguing over and over. And lots of couples argue about the same things. And it's as simple as saying to your partner, the person you love and care for, that I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not participating anymore in that conflict. And you can propose a resolution, but they don't have to receive it or commit to it. But you can commit that I'm not participating in this conflict anymore. And as soon as you make that stance, something really profound will happen. Either that relationship will fall away and it'll go its separate way, and new opportunities and relationships and friends and all kinds of things will open up because you finally let go of the battle. And so this can happen on micro levels like that, and then it can happen on macro levels. And the converse of what can happen in that moment, as soon as you say, I'm not participating in this anymore, that might invite your partner to relate to you differently. It takes courage because it's like a really well ingrained dance step that you've learned to do. And it takes courage to step out of that pattern. So to have patience with yourself as you learn those new dance steps, and to have that conviction to say, nope, I'm not doing that anymore. And that's what it's going to take at this moment as we're separating, for each and every one of you to decide. And so people that are running at a high level of industries that might be listening to this, it's really important to understand where you want to place your attention, because at some point in time, that field of the battle, the fear, the control, the harming will go through its own heat death. It'll go through entropy, and then everything will transform into something else anyways. Or you could start to redirect your energy towards higher states of organic consciousness, higher states of being in relationship with humans, and feeding your own spiritual practices and integrating that into the mastery that will be required for all the industries on these additional paths that are opening up. So this spring is quite special because we get to start really anchoring into what we want to be. And then it becomes a practice to really focus the attention there. It's really tempting because we have all this information so easily accessible via these devices. But if you can keep redirecting and retraining even your algorithms where you want your energy to be, and then tend to what's in your backyard, meaning if there's issues in your backyard, in your neighborhood, in your communities, and you help with those solutions based on your effort towards where you want to see the world shift and change and the roads being paved that way, that will keep the whole world in well-being very quickly. But it's truly a choice. So I encourage each and every one of you just to take a few days. We're coming into a full moon next Monday, on this coming Monday, and I think an eclipse in between. And so these celestial moments are an opportunity for you to pause, listen, get very clear where you want to put your attention, and then move forward. So if inspired, also really take time to evaluate all your relations and how you can either refine your existing relationships, transform with them, or if you're in a place where you're needing to let go of certain things, have the courage to do it now. It doesn't help anyone to hold on to relationships that you don't want to be in. It doesn't help anyone to feel like you have to be there and you want to be the enabler in the situation or the predator in the situation or the victim in the situation. Those kind of dynamics are pretty much done. And you will continue to see the people that are still playing out those parts, the people that have stepped out of the loop, that are saying no. It's getting kind of interesting. People are, ready to hold people accountable in a way that can inspire people to stand up for their own self-worth and right action. So I'm excited, and I love the air of spring and fall. And so as we go into this meditation, I welcome you just to come up into an upright seated position and just let my words fall away. And as we go in, I want you to take a nice gentle breath in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And another one. Inhale. And exhale. And then gently from there, just utilize your natural breathing pattern as your focal point. And as you follow that breath, I welcome you to dip into your inner landscape. gently from there, I welcome you to gently lean back and recline or move fully into Shavasana, a prone position on your back with your palms facing upward as we transition into receiving sound. As you settle in, just take a nice gentle breath into the heart and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And one more inhale. And exhale. And then continue to follow your natural breathing pattern. Thank you.
Ano ani hei ai
Gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale and exhale. And one more inhale and exhale. Good. And then gently from there, as you breathe in and out, when you're ready, coming up to a seated position. And then taking another deep breath in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Good. And I want you, one, to give thanks for all that you are. And then also, I want to remind you just the simple practice of being willing to flow with these transitions, no matter where you are in the world. And to know that when we are having tenuous emotions, especially ones like anger or grief, these are considered afflictive emotions, but necessary emotions, meaning they can pull you down. Oftentimes, we want or might need temporarily to create space for ourselves. But after that moment, it's really important to remember that calm is always present. Nature shows us this. After a storm, it's calm. And in that calm moment is the perfect time to turn in versus to turn away. And even in that turning in moment, if the outcome isn't what you knew from before, that situation with yourself and or others will be better off by you having the courage to turn in and communicate. And it's ironic that in this day and age, when we have so many ways to communicate with one another, we still are like little toddlers or kindergartners with our ability to have a conversation, not in all cases, but many cases, especially when emotions are grab us by the seat of our pants. So if inspired, be courageous, create space as a practice, first ground, and then turn in and use your words, have a conversation, get off the tech, eye to eye, communicate in person. It'll go really well, I promise, even if it's not the outcome you had wished for. You both will do well in that process. So what a gift you all are. I want to give thanks for each and every one of you for being here. I want to thank Random Rab. I interviewed him. So if you scroll down or up, I don't know which way, you will hear the interview. I'll link it below here. He has amazing concerts coming up and a vinyl record. Please support his great work and the arts. Just by making a purchase of things he offers, that helps him continue to serve us all with his gifts. In addition, we're going to exit out with Kadri Scott's new song called River. I'll put the link where you can purchase her song. We have to get back to purchasing music so our artists can create. I thank her for being here and all of you and Dante Marino that worked with me on these tracks. My mixer and my studio is set up, so I'll be recording and doing some new stuff soon. And until next time, this is Suzanne signing out with a soft gaze, gentle smile, and a namaste.
Yeah, something changed. It'll feel so strange now, and if you show still.